Proclamation number 5801, dated the November 4th, 1953. Worthlessness of earthly knowledge in the beyond. Don't value your earthly knowledge too highly, for it is of no use to you in eternity. It can certainly be useful to you for the duration of your earthly life, but if you don't use it to acquire spiritual knowledge by going through earthly knowledge towards the realization that you are God's living creations, and then strive to attain the complete truth of God, it will not be of any benefit to you when you enter into the spiritual kingdom. Yet even spiritual knowledge which was gained by purely intellectual means has to be considered earthly knowledge, which indeed refers to spiritual problems, but which was acquired like all other earthly knowledge through study for the purpose of a professional occupation. Even if you memorize the Book of the Fathers, even if you try to interpret the divine word again on the strength of prophetic sayings, even if you intellectually master every sentence, it is of no greater value than any other knowledge of a non-spiritual content. For in the end the soul will only retain as its share the wisdom it had gained through unselfish loving actions. The soul will only keep what the spirit within was able to impart to it. And this doesn't require worldly studies, sharp intellectual thoughts, or a remarkable memory. For the spirit will provide it when it is needed. And of what benefit is wealth which you cannot use over there? It is lifeless knowledge, it gives you no light, and you cannot even demonstrate the truth of this knowledge as long as your spirit does not impart to you the correct insight and ability to discern. However, you have to approach your inner spirit yourselves. You have to enable it to express itself. Only then will you become enlightened, and you will also spread brightly radiating light on entry into the spiritual kingdom. But blessed is he who allows himself to be taught by the spirit and at the same time tries to broaden his earthly knowledge. Many thoughts will come to him. He will also receive earthly knowledge as long as he first strives to acquire spiritual possessions. And he will make truly beneficial use of all knowledge when his earthly life has come to an end. He will be able to share everything he owns in the spiritual kingdom, for once again he will be able to prominently and instructively influence people who, like himself, are searching and striving in their desire for God and the truth. Amen.